Please don't. Shut up. Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Second Chance by Sue Rodwell, with Penny Layden as Mandy and Richard Darrington as Bob. Second Chance.
I'm knackered. Absolutely 100% knackered.
Oh, love.
Great day, though. Three certainties. One signed on the dotted. Jack's over the moon, reckons I'll be salesman of the month.
Great.
How's Tommy?
Fine. He's asleep at last. Hours to get it down.
I'll go up.
Don't wake him.
Okay. I could do with a coffee, love.
He was crying
Got
again.
Got a client at Celio. Ripe. So ripe, you wouldn't believe it. Once the old place done out in PVC. Yeah, gonna try and convince him he really needs a conservatory as well. Got to work out my commission on that.
Bob.
Yeah?
You couldn't just leave that, could you? For a minute.
I can listen at the same time. Go on.
He's been a bit grisly today. Crying a lot.
Poor lad.
He started about 11. I'd just sat down.
Oh, all right for some. I could do with a computer, you know.
He wouldn't stop.
Sorry?
He started crying about 11 and just didn't stop.
Oh, something wrong with him?
I don't know, do I?
Okay.
I picked him up, fed him, changed him, put him back down and he just started again.
Maybe he's teething.
He's 2 months old, Bob. He wouldn't be teething.
Wouldn't he?
I don't think so.
Ring your mum, ask her.
No.
For Christ's sake, Mandy, why not?
She'll want to come down, visit. I couldn't go.
Well, maybe she'd help. It's time she saw him. I must get round to doing some photos of him. Send her. I should make 300 on the deal. I'm going to get this one. I know it.
You're not going out again.
Sally Oak, I told you. Won't be long.
Have a coffee first.
When I get back. No more than an hour, promise. I'll get him to sign on the dotted and it's in the bag.
If only he'd stop crying.
You should take him out more.
It was raining. I sometimes...
What?
Maybe I'll ask the health visitor.
Great idea. She'll know.
I just sometimes think he waits till I'm alone with him. Then he starts up.
Yeah, probably. He's a little bugger like his dad. Back by 8, promise. Love ya.
Love you. Shut up, Thomas, love. Please, shut up. You look so peaceful when you sleep. Not angry anymore. I wasn't ever angry before. I was always laughing. Bob always mucked about. Whatever we did, wherever we went. Pretending to chuck me in the river. Making me play hide and seek in the park, with everyone looking. Just a big kid. When he taught me to ride a bicycle, he couldn't believe I didn't know how to. Everyone should ride a bicycle, he said. Cycling meant freedom. And he looked so serious, I started giggling. And that set him off giggling. I didn't learn much about cycling that Sunday. But he did teach me, in the end. We used to bike all over. That was when he wasn't your dad. When he was just my Bob. Don't wake up. Just lie there, quietly. Please don't wake up just yet. What is it? I do everything for you. I feed you. I wash you. I love you. Why don't you love me? What do I do wrong? Why'd you look at me like that, staring, angry, Why are you so angry with me, Tommy? What have I done? Why do you hate me so much?
You see my briefcase? Oh, there it is.
Sit down and eat, Bob.
I promised Jack I'd be in the office by 8:30.
Please, can't we just sit together once, the three of us, like a family?
We are a family.
Okay.
You all right?
Fine. Tired. It doesn't matter.
He's okay. Aren't you, Tommy? Slept right through, didn't you? Good boy. Knows your dad needs his 8 hours.
Leaving.
Your mum give you some nice warm milk, then? Yeah, so I noticed. She won't let me do that to her. Zuck, zuck.
He'll bring it up all over you.
He won't. He loves his dad. Maybe you don't pick him up enough. Maybe that's what's wrong.
You don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Sorry. It's just once he's settled.
Maybe he doesn't get enough stimulation. You should get out more.
I tried to cross the road with him the other day. Tuesday. I got as far as the end of the street and I couldn't get the pushchair off the pavement. I just stood there watching the cars. Couldn't move.
You're weird, you know.
I was frightened.
What of?
I don't know.
Be better when we get to know people round here. When we've settled in properly. Why don't you take him next door, have a coffee with... What's her face?
I don't know her.
Well, you've got to start somewhere. Yeah, I'd better get off. Bye, Tommy. You be good to your mum.
I could take him to the park.
Yeah, great. Bye, love.
Would you like that, Tommy? Cannon Hill Park. Go and see the ducks. We can give them some bread. That's what my mum used to do with me. Take me to feed the ducks. Hours we spent in the park. First thing I remember, being scared by a goose it was. I thought it'd bite me hand off. Of course it didn't. We'll get your jacket, won't we? Bunny you up all nice and warm, and then we'll go to the park. Don't, Tommy. Please don't. 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 Please, Tommy. Don't. Oh, Jesus. No. Please, no. No!
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Can you hear the ducks, Tommy? Cry, Tommy. Please cry.
Mandy!
You're back early.
He's just cancelled, hasn't he? I go in this morning and there's a letter. The Sully Oak bloke.
Bob.
£3,000 with the replacement windows. I'm going up there, give him a good talking to. I mean, what's he think he's doing?
Bob.
Any chance of a coffee?
No, listen. Please, listen.
What's up?
It's Tommy.
What's wrong?
It wasn't my fault.
What the hell's happened? Where is he?
I just...
What is it, Mandy? What are you on about?
We went out. It was raining, but I wanted to get out. Like you said, I went to the supermarket.
Yeah? Where the hell is he?
He's not upstairs.
What's happened?
I just left him outside. Outside Sainsbury's on the Ulster Road for a minute. No more. I wanted to get some things. When I came out, he wasn't there.
What do you mean?
He'd gone. Someone took him.
I don't believe this. Come on.
It's true. Wasn't my fault.
What are the police doing?
I haven't told them.
You what?
It's just happened. I hadn't thought.
Are you mad or something? Yeah, police. Get a move on. Howard. Bob. Robert. Howard. 43 Worcester Street. Come on!
It wasn't my fault, Bob.
Whose was it then?
Yes, my kid. He's been snatched. He was with my wife. He's a baby, just 2 months old. Look, you've got to find him. You've got to find him.
We'll need to ask a few questions, Mrs. Howard, if you feel up to it.
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, anything that helps you find Tommy.
Your husband's still out looking, is he?
He went mad. It wasn't my fault.
You must want to be out there too.
Yeah, of course I do. What do you think?
Yeah, it's only natural.
I've got to stay here for when Bob gets back.
Oh, quite, quite. You're not from Birmingham, are you, Mandy?
No. I'm from Yorkshire, but I've lived all over.
Ah, I thought you weren't from around here. WPC Randall's very good at accents. Did you know where Mandy's from?
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, you fooled our Sally. Well done.
My dad was a builder.
Yeah.
Moved where the work was. I lived in Glasgow the last 4-5 years. York before that, the North East. All over the place. Mum and Dad are still up there, yeah. Scotland. Oh, God. What's she going to say? She'll say it was my fault.
You met your husband in Glasgow, did you?
Yeah. He was on holiday. Cycling holiday. He's got so much energy. Loves cycling. He came into the supermarket where I worked. I worked on the checkout. It was great. He just came in one day. I'd never seen anyone so gorgeous. Those blue eyes. I had a giggle with the girls about him. Thought I'd never see him again. And then he comes in the next day and the day after. Always my checkout. We got talking. And that was it, really. Married in 6 weeks. My mum killed me.
And how long have you been down here, then?
About 4 months. Bob got a job here. We came just before Tommy was born. Not long.
Oh, just settling in, then.
What's this got to do with Tommy? Finding him?
Well, I've got
to... Can I get you some tea, Mandy?
What? Yes, thanks. No, not tea. Can't stand it. Coffee.
Do you want something, sir?
I think coffee all round it.
Right. Sugar?
Just bring it all in on a tray, OK?
Yes, sir.
Now, Mandy...
We haven't got a tray.
Well, never mind. WPC Randall's very efficient. I'm sure she can cope. At what time was Thomas snatched?
I'm not sure. I mean, I didn't see him being taken. I'd gone into Sainsbury's. When I came out, he wasn't there.
He had gone to the supermarket with him?
Yeah, it was raining. But I wanted to get out, so we went for a walk. In Cannon Hill Park. Then I thought I'd go along to the supermarket in King's East.
And that would have been about what time, roughly?
3, I suppose. 3-ish. Something like that.
You can't be more precise?
No, I didn't notice.
Well, mid-afternoon, anyway.
Yeah.
And you left him outside?
I was only going to be a second. I was just going in for some bread and stuff. A couple of minutes.
Was it still raining?
No. It had stopped. Just spitting, maybe. I wouldn't have left him out in the rain, would I?
Well, I'm sure not. And he was in a buggy?
Yeah. The sort you can use as a pram when they're babies. Then a proper pushchair for when they're older.
Yeah.
It's great. Bob got it for me. Special offer. He's always finding bargains.
So you went into the supermarket and you left him outside. Now, which entrance would that have been?
I don't know. I can't remember. The one by the traffic lights, I think. Does it matter?
Oh, witnesses. We need to make an appeal. Someone might have seen something.
I suppose so.
Well, it's likely. Oh, coffee. Wonderful.
I could only find skim milk.
That's all we have. I want to get my figure back. Bob says he doesn't mind.
Yeah, Thomas is 2 months old.
Just.
Sugar?
No.
Have you got a photo?
Not yet. We were going to take some for me mum, but we haven't got round to it yet.
Oh, that's a pity.
There's yours, sir.
I'd like to have had a picture of him. That'll be Bob.
The police are totally useless.
Detective Inspector Johnson, sir, and this is WPC Randall.
Sorry, didn't realise.
We were just asking your wife some questions.
You'd be better out there looking for him, wouldn't you?
We have officers on the job, sir, but we do have to have a few facts.
It's like he's vanished. Completely. I mean, vanished. I've looked bloody everywhere.
Bob, please.
How can you just sit there? Oh, I'm sorry, love. I didn't mean it. Sorry.
I think another coffee's called for, Sally.
Right, sir.
We'll find him, love. Don't worry.
What about the buggy?
What?
Can you give me a description?
I've told them what Tommy looked like, what he was wearing. I've been through all this.
If you wouldn't mind, sir, it does help.
It's grey. The metal bits and flowers, and I've got a sunshade on it. Do you want to see it?
What? It's here?
Of course. It's in the cupboard. It falls away.
Yes. I'd like to see it.
I'll get it.
Mrs. Howard, can you tell me exactly what you did when you came out of the supermarket?
I started looking for him, of course. What do you think?
What did you do with the shopping?
Shopping?
Well, isn't that why you went into the supermarket?
I didn't get any. They didn't have the bread I wanted.
I see. So you came out, you looked in the buggy, and you found he was gone.
Yes.
And you came home.
I looked for him. Looked all round. When I couldn't find him, I came home. To ring the police.
I understood it was your husband that contacted us.
He did. He came in. It had just happened.
Well, you didn't try and find a policeman on the spot.
There wasn't one. I couldn't find one. You never can these days.
Well, you didn't think of going back in the supermarket, phoning from there?
No, I didn't think.
And you came straight home?
I looked for him.
For how long?
I don't know.
Well, an hour?
No, less.
10 minutes, eh?
Longer. I don't remember.
Where?
All over.
And then you came home?
Yes!
Here's the buggy.
Well?
Sir?
What did you think?
Think about what?
Young Mandy. Bit detached, wasn't she?
Maybe it's a shock.
Do you believe her?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Sally. I couldn't strain potatoes through her store if yours were that big.
No, sir.
Any clues in the kitchen?
Not that I could see.
Well, you didn't get a chance to pop upstairs.
The kettle boiled too quickly.
Mm-hmm. Pity.
Couldn't she be genuine?
You come out of a supermarket, you find your baby's been snatched. Would you come straight home?
She said she looked for him first.
For a few minutes. Then she comes home with a buggy, folds it up, puts it in the cupboard.
Maybe she's neat.
Yeah, not by the looks of their lounge.
It's the sort of thing you might do if you were in shock.
Well, what about the phantom snatcher then, eh? Comes along, sees this baby, thinks to herself, I've got to have that. So, she carefully undoes it from whatever bits and pieces attach you to this precious buggy. And takes it off, leaving aforesaid buggy on the pavement. That's a bit unlikely. Why not just walk off with the old thing? Well, isn't it a bit odd, or am I being too cynical? Well? No, sir, a policeman can never be too cynical. That is the correct answer.
What are you going to do then, sir?
I'll follow the usual procedure. Get social services in, contact victim support, all the backup she needs. Treat her like a genuine article. That's all I can do for the moment.
She seemed genuinely upset.
Yeah, oh yeah, she did. But about what? That's the big question.
I'll just close my eyes. And when I look, you'll be there. It's not real. It can't be. I just have to close my eyes and it'll be all right again. Please.
Mandy?
I keep thinking I hear him crying.
Shall I get some fish and chips?
Not hungry. What's going to happen?
They'll find him. You hear about it all the time. Some woman's taken him. She'll look after him.
If it was yesterday, this wouldn't have happened.
It's all I ever wanted. A family. Me, you and Tommy. It was perfect, wasn't it?
I'm sorry. I can't go on saying it.
Never forget when I first saw you. Just done 40 miles on the bike. I was knackered. And I came in for a can of something, get a sandwich. And I saw you on the checkout. You were the kindest looking girl I'd ever seen. Couldn't believe it. I knew right away I wanted to speak to you. Only there was this queue a mile long. Popular, weren't you? And I just had a can of drink in one hand and a sandwich in the other. This bloke kept telling me I'd be better off in the 8-items-only queue. Had to wait hours. But it was worth it. You were worth it. That first day, I knew we'd be good together. We could make a proper family. I didn't know what a proper family was. I just knew it wasn't being in a home with a dozen other kids. No one to talk to and a clip round the ear if they caught you crying. It wasn't being trapped in a place where they didn't give a bugger if you were out all night, but they gave you a bashing anyway because they felt like it. I wanted a real family. You, me, and a kid. That's all I've ever wanted.
I wish it was yesterday. I keep thinking it must be. I'll go up and he'll be lying in the cot, fast asleep.
He'll be okay. Wherever he is. It has to be. I just don't know how you could have left him outside on his own.
A lovely boy, eh? There's my lovely little man. Oh, you lovely.
I told them I didn't want to see anyone. I don't want to talk to any social worker.
I'm not a social worker. I come from victim support.
What's the difference?
I know what you're going through.
Do you? How the hell do you know that?
Because my baby was taken. That's why I was asked to visit you.
What happened?
She was found a few hours later, just a few doors away in Borsal Heath.
How did you feel?
Oh, well, wonderful. So relieved.
No, I mean when he was taken.
She, a little girl, Elizabeth. Well, I felt... Well, it's indescribable. Bereft.
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure. We all react in different ways.
Do you think they'll find Tommy?
Oh, I'm sure they will. The police are ever so good at this sort of thing.
Feels like so long since he went. It feels like months.
Yeah. It's the worst part, isn't it?
Is it?
The way the time seems to drag.
I'm going to be on telly tomorrow.
Oh, that should help. Jog someone's memory.
Have to do something about me hair. I don't want to look aside.
Right, I'd like to thank you all for coming here this morning. I don't have to emphasise how important publicity is in a case like this. Obviously, Mr. and Mrs. Howard are very upset, so I'd ask you to keep your questions, please, to a minimum.
Have you got any leads yet?
Yeah, we're following up several lines of inquiry.
Is it true you contacted Interpol?
No, not as yet.
And how old's the baby?
2 months. I'm afraid we don't have any photos, but there is an artist's impression in your information packs.
How do you feel about the kidnapping of your child, Mr. Howard?
That's a bloody stupid question. How do you think I feel?
I'd like to say a few words to camera.
Fire away.
We would ask anyone who was in the vicinity of Sainsbury Supermarket in King's Heath yesterday afternoon between 2 and 4 o'clock to come forward. They may well have seen something that'll help us to find this baby. At the time of his disappearance, Tommy was wearing a blue baby grow, striped blue and white jacket, and a white sun hat. If anyone has any information at all, please contact me on this number. Thank you.
Mrs. Howard, if you could just look directly at the camera, that's great.
Mrs. Howard would like to make a short statement. Mandy?
Just to ask whoever took our baby to please give him back. I don't know why you took him, but I want him back. That's all. I want Tommy back again. Please.
hurry, Amanda.
That's right,
Amanda.
Say the ducks, darling. Mm. Up you come. Come and say the ducks. Yeah.
You'll have to ring your mum.
Not yet.
She'll see it on the telly.
I'll ring her, but not now.
Is that Sandra woman coming back?
I don't know. She said she would if I wanted.
Do you?
Don't know. I'm sorry, Bob.
Don't.
You loved him so much.
Love him. I do. So do you.
Of course.
All the things we were going to do together. Football. Teaching him things. Having a proper dad. Being a proper family. They'll find him. I know they will. They have to.
I'm not bad, am I?
Of course you're not.
You think I'm bad.
What do you mean, bad? What do you mean?
I'm not. I wish we'd never come here. This town, I hate it.
It's my fault, is it? Dragging you down here, that's what made it happen, is it? It wasn't me left him outside the supermarket. It wasn't me who did something so bloody stupid.
I didn't.
No. Did then, cos it wasn't me!
I had a dream last night. He was in his cot, and it was all right. Not crying or anything. Lying there, watching the elephants go around. Trying to reach up and eat them, like he used to. So quiet and sweet. When I woke up, I just wanted to get back into that dream. Bob!
Oh, sorry, love. It's all right. He'll be fine. No one's going to hurt him. Not Tommy.
What if they don't find him?
They will.
Would you leave me?
Of course not. I love you. I love you both. I haven't got anybody else. You know I haven't. I need you both. The police will find him. Yeah, that'll be them. I bet they found him.
Howard, it's one of our colleagues
here. Yeah,
if you fancy. There's no use, I'm afraid. If I could just have a word with your wife. Mrs. Howard, I'm sorry to bother you yet again.
They found nothing.
Yeah, we're doing all we can. I wonder if WPC Randall could sit with you while we just have a quick look round.
What for?
How are you feeling, Mandy?
Fine. Well, you know.
What good's looking round here going to do? He's not here, is he?
No, it's just routine, sir.
I don't want her here. Sorry, it's not you. But I just don't...
Yeah, fine. You go and help Willis upstairs.
Right, sir.
You think he's here, don't you?
It really is routine, sir. We have to do it.
This is incredible.
And we won't be more than 10 minutes.
You're not touching anything of mine, mate.
You just stay here with your wife, Mr. Howard.
Don't you tell me what to do.
Bob, stay here.
Well, I don't believe this.
Bob, please.
You won't even know we've been here, Mr. Howard. Trust me.
Bastards. What good's this gonna do?
Did you see how he looked at me?
I just don't believe him.
I couldn't help it, Bob.
If they break anything, I'll have them. If they touch Tommy's stuff...
He was crying.
What?
He wouldn't stop. I told him to stop. He was crying and crying, and I couldn't make him stop.
It's okay, love.
No. I had to make him quiet. I couldn't stand it anymore. The crying, you don't know.
What are you on about?
I put my hand over his face. He was quiet then. I didn't mean to, Bob. It wasn't my fault.
I don't know what you're saying.
I tried to make him better.
What are you saying?
He wouldn't move. I tried to make him move. I didn't mean to...
Oh, Christ! Jesus Christ!
He just lay there.
looking so peaceful.
Andy!
He hadn't been happy. Always crying. Now he looked so happy and quiet.
Don't say this.
He looked so beautiful.
Don't say this.
I wonder if we could have a key to your back door, Mr. Howard. Just want a quick look round the garden. As I said, purely routine. I know how unpleasant it must be for you both, but it had to be done.
Right. Yeah, right. Fine.
Well, we'll leave you in peace.
Sorry if I was...
Oh, perfectly understandable, sir. Good night, Mandy.
She's a bit upset now.
Yes, yes, of course. Well, we'll see ourselves out. And don't you worry, Mandy. We'll find young Tommy.
Come on, Mandy.
I didn't want this to happen.
Shut up. Just shut up, will you?
Is that all right, my little man? Is it the right thing to do? There. Yeah. You know, don't you? Eh? My clever little man.
Month-old Thomas Howard was snatched from outside Sainsbury's supermarket in King's Heath at about 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. This morning, the baby's mother, Mandy Howard, made a tearful appeal for his return.
Just to ask whoever took our baby to please give him back. I don't know why you took him, but I want him back. That's all. I want Tommy back again. Please.
Detective Inspector Johnson, in charge of the case, spoke to our...
Shh, there you are, little one, hey?
Okay.
Shh, you go to sleep, my baby. Yeah. You'll soon be home. A proper home.
No, Mum, you don't have to come down.
It was an awful shock to see you on the television like that.
Sorry, I tried to ring you this afternoon before it was on.
Your father insisted I went to Bowles with him. Just hearing about it from the television, it was dreadful.
I know, I'm sorry.
How could you not ring your own mother?
I was going to.
When?
I thought they'd find him, so you didn't have to know.
I'll come straight down. It'll mean leaving your dad alone, and he's not been well, but I should be with you.
No, not yet. It's bad enough as it is.
I thought I could help.
I didn't mean... We're just sitting around waiting. There's nothing you can do.
I can be with my daughter.
It wouldn't help, Mum. Not now.
So independent. Never needs a mum now.
There's nothing to be done.
He's my grandson. My only grandchild.
I'll ring you later, Mum. Look, there's someone at the door. I'll have to go.
Not even a picture of him.
I've got to go.
All right, but be sure to ring me as soon as you know anything.
I will.
I wouldn't want to hear about it from the television again.
Bye, Mum.
Anything from the broadcast, that's like Green?
Nothing, sir.
No witnesses.
Only Mrs. Fredericks, of course. Saw it all, apparently. It was Batman. Came down in his Batmobile.
Did she make a statement?
Of course. And had a cup of tea.
No one else?
Well, we had the usual sightings of small babies, of course. We're following them up. One in the Moseley area. But nobody's come forward from outside the supermarket.
Or inside it? No one remembers it.
Apparently not, sir.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
You reckon she was never there?
I'd bet a hell of a lot on it. Yeah, come in.
There's someone to see you, sir. A Patricia Sawyer. About the Howard case, sir.
Is it worth my seeing her, or can I leave it in your capable hands, Constable?
I think you should talk to her, sir. She's got a baby. Say she stole him from outside a supermarket. It's a baby boy.
Mum rang. Bob? She was upset. Bob. Please, Bob, don't.
I can't get my head round this.
He likes the park. He's happy there.
Don't. I don't want to know that.
I keep thinking, if it hadn't happened, if I think hard enough, it won't have happened. He'll still be here. I could just make it all right, if I try hard enough.
What's going to happen to us? Don't answer it.
It's the police. That inspector.
Maybe they found him. Don't go.
I have to.
Mrs. Howard, I have some news. May I come in?
Yeah, why not? Come through.
Hello, Mr. Howard.
What do you want?
I wanted to be the first to tell you. We found Tommy.
In the park?
No. I must admit, he just dropped into our hands, so to speak. I just had to see both your faces when I told you.
What you on about?
Tommy. We found him. He's safe and well.
You mean it? He's okay. I don't get it.
A woman brought him into the station and she's told us everything. She looked after him well, as if he was her own.
Mandy?
What woman?
Oh, I can't give you her name at this stage, but she took young Tommy from the buggy, took him home with her. Of course, you'll have to formally identify the baby.
Is this straight?
You must be very relieved,
I can't believe this.
Well, there's a car outside. Come down to the station and you can be reunited with your son.
I'm so pleased for you, Mrs. Howard. We all are. I had a little weep, actually.
It can't be Tommy.
It's just like you described him, wearing the right clothes, everything.
All babies look the same, don't they?
Is there some kind of trick? You wouldn't tell us he was here and then say...
It must be a shock. Sit down, I'll go and get him. He's being cooed over in the canteen. He's such a sweetie, isn't he?
Mandy?
I don't know.
They must know what happened. It's a trick, isn't it?
Here we are. Come and see your mum and dad, young man, eh?
The inspector insisted on carrying him. He's really a bit softy underneath.
Yeah, thank you, Sally.
Tommy?
It can't be him.
We've given him a physical examination, no problems.
Yeah, fit as if he'd launch your lad, eh?
Let me hold him.
Mandy.
There you go.
Oh, Tommy. My little one. You all right? It's all right. Everything's all right now.
Yeah, we just need a formal identification. This is your son, Thomas Howard.
Of course it is. Of course it's our baby. Couldn't be anyone else. Come on, Tommy. Let's get you home.
The case of the snatched baby, Thomas Howard, ended happily today when he was reunited with his mother and father. A 19-year-old unmarried woman is helping police with their inquiries. A police spokesman said that the unnamed woman, who it is believed works in the catering trade, would be appearing before magistrates tomorrow morning.
You hold on to him tight now, Mandy.
I will, Mum. Don't worry.
Don't let him out of your sight.
No.
I'll be down at the weekend.
There's no need.
Of course there is. It's time I met my grandson, and you obviously can't cope on your own.
Honestly, Mum, it'd be better if you waited a bit. Give us a chance to get used to having him back.
You can't manage.
We're fine.
It wouldn't have happened if you could manage. I'm coming down, and that's all there is to it.
All right.
Your father sends his love. I'll see you on Saturday.
Right. Bye, Mum.
Mum's coming down. I couldn't stop her. We'll have to clear the spare room out. Get your bicycle stuff off the bed. It's probably covered in oil. We'll need to air some sheets. Please, Bob.
What are we going to do?
We don't have to do anything. We're all right now. We're a family again.
He's not Tommy. He doesn't even look like Tommy.
He's a bit thinner. That woman probably didn't feed him properly. Did she? Did she give you enough to eat, my little boy? Didn't know what a greedy guts you are.
They'll find out.
I knew if I wished hard enough, he'd come back.
We can't do this, Mandy.
Can't do what?
It's wrong. It's mad. They'll find out.
There's nothing to find out.
They'll get the truth out of this woman, whoever she is. She's obviously a nutter.
I just had to wish really hard, didn't I, Tommy? Just had to make a really big wish for you. There's a big smile. Look, Bob. He's smiling at his daddy.
What if she tells him what happened?
We got our baby back. It's a second chance, Bob. What I wanted, what I had to have.
I just can't.
We're all together again. That's all that matters. And nothing's going to go wrong this time. Nothing. Is it my baby? My good boy.
Interview with Patricia Sawyer, timed at 11:42. D.I. Johnson and WPC Randall present. I have to remind you that you're still under caution, Patricia. Now then, tell us all about it, eh?
There's nothing to tell. I took the baby, that's all you need to know, isn't it?
Why did you take it?
Because I wanted to.
Well, this particular baby, or would anyone have done?
He smiled at me.
Yes.
I was walking by and he smiled, so I took him.
You wanted a baby?
Well, obviously.
I talk me through it, eh?
How do you mean?
Tell me exactly what you did.
Well, I was going past the Sainsbury's on the Ulster Road and I saw this baby and I just couldn't stop myself.
Have you ever had the urge to take a baby before?
Yeah, lots of times.
But you've managed to restrain yourself in the past?
Yes.
Why don't I believe you?
It's your problem.
The police surgeon tells me that you had a baby very recently.
Yeah.
Where is that baby?
He died. That's why I wanted Tommy.
And was it a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Like Tommy.
Well, that's why I took him.
How did you know?
What?
That it was a boy before you took him.
I could tell. Well, you can, and he was wearing blue.
You didn't register the birth of your child?
No.
Why not?
Because he died before I could. Oh, look, I was living in this grotty room in Handsworth. No job, no money, no friends. And I had this baby and it died. I didn't want anyone to know. Well, nobody would have cared anyway.
And what did you do with the body?
Dustbin.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Dustbin.
And no one else knew about this baby, hmm? Not your landlady?
No. Well, I didn't put on much weight, so no one knew.
What about the father?
Him?
You didn't tell him?
Of course not, I wasn't going to tell him.
Who was the father?
Not saying.
Why not?
Because it's none of your business. I took that woman's baby, that's it, finished. That's all I'm telling you. Well, she's got him back now, isn't she?
Yes, it appears she has.
Too hot. It's all right. I won't get soap in your eyes. There's a baby. Make you smell so nice. What about your ears? Just gently with the flannel. That's a brave boy. What's that mole? I don't remember you having a mole on your neck. There we are. Rinse all the soap off and out we come. Nice warm towel and we'll soon have you dry.
You're not helping yourself, Patricia.
Ms. Sawyer.
Look, you are in serious trouble.
I didn't do him any harm.
What about his mother? Didn't you think of her?
I took the baby. Then when I saw her, Mandy, you know, on the news, I thought, well, I couldn't go through with it. She needed the baby more than I did.
And why didn't you take the buggy as well?
Sorry?
Why lift the baby out? Why not take the buggy as well?
Well, that'd be thieving, wouldn't it?
Oh, kidnapping a baby isn't thieving, then.
Not kidnapping. I didn't kidnap him. I just took him.
Why?
I told you. I wanted a baby. To take the place of mine.
Oh, this is going nowhere. Interview suspended, 12:22. I'm going to leave you here to think about your story for a while.
What's the matter with him?
He doesn't like being wrong.
Wrong about what? Well, isn't he going to let me out of here?
If the magistrates grant your bail, he'll have to.
What do you think they will?
Who knows?
You don't like me, do you?
Not my business to like you.
I'm not bad, you know. I had me reasons for doing what I did.
I saw the pain you put that woman through. You'll probably get probation and a tame psychiatrist, but I hope they lock you up and throw away the key.
Go to the park before your daddy gets here with Granny. She'll be fussing all over you. I won't get a look in then. Let's you and me have a walk together. Bit of fresh air. We could go to the nature reserve. Good boy. Is that a smile for Mummy? Do you want to see the ducks? Of course you do. You love the ducks, don't you? Let's take some bread. They might be hungry.
Told you, out on bail, bloody magistrates.
On condition she doesn't approach Mandy.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
If you don't think the baby's Mandy's...
What? What can I do about it? They say he's Tommy. I'm not going to go and do a DNA test on him or something, am I? Think of the publicity if I were wrong. Oh, it's not worth the grief. Out of my hands now. I'll just let them play their games.
Hello. Lovely day.
Yeah.
Is this your baby?
Yeah, he's mine.
Oh, he's lovely.
Thanks.
Do you take him to the park a lot?
Sometimes.
I used to take Philip, my baby. You like the park. You love your baby, don't you?
Of course I do.
Yeah, I love Philip very much.
I have to get back home now.
Oh, don't go yet.
What do you want?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I'm
not scared. Why should I be scared?
Well, could I hold him just once?
Of course not. Of course you can't hold my baby.
No. I've no right to, have I?
I don't know what you mean.
I saw you on the television.
We've really got to go now.
I knew you'd come here with him and feed the ducks. He loves the ducks.
Look, I don't know what's the matter with you.
I thought I could just let him go. And I will, but I just wanted to see him once more. After that, I promise I'll never...
You're the one who took my baby!
Well, you're looking after him, aren't you? So long as I know he's going to be all right.
I don't know what you're on about.
I wanted to explain. So you knew you were safe, so you could love him properly.
Go away!
I couldn't keep him, you see.
Go away, please.
I couldn't have given him any kind of life. I knew that.
Leave me alone.
I didn't have anything. I
I knew I'd have to give him away. And when I saw you on the news, it just seemed right. You look so sad.
I'll call the police.
I knew you wouldn't find Tommy. I don't know why, but I just knew it. So I thought you should have Philip.
What are you on about? You're mad. Don't touch him. Don't touch my baby.
I just wanted to feel his skin once more. It's so soft. It's warm.
He's my baby. Leave him alone. You took him away from me.
No. I gave him back to you.
You're mad. Help. Someone help me.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'll bother you again, I promise. He's yours now. No, he's Tommy.
Please, someone. Help me. Please help me. That woman, she was trying to take my baby.
What woman?
She was touching my baby.
All right now. Would you like to sit down?
Didn't you see her? She was here. She was here. She was trying to take my baby again.
Didn't see it, I'm afraid. Should I try and find a policeman?
No. I'm all right now.
You're shaking like a leaf.
She took him before, you see.
Did she? Oh, dreadful thing.
She was here. I saw her.
Never mind. It's all over now.
Is it?
Look, I'd better be off. If you're sure you're all right.
It was in the papers. She stole my baby.
Right. Terrible thing. But you've got the little chap back now. He is a little chap, isn't he?
Tommy.
Got one of my own. 15 now. Taller than me. Makes you think.
You must have read about it. The kidnapping. In the paper.
Kidnapping? Can't say I have. Then I don't read the papers much. Enough misery in the world without reading about it. Really, must rush. If you're sure you're all right.
Yeah. I'm fine. We're both fine now. I knew it'd be all right. If I thought hard enough, I'd get you back. I just had to want it enough. And I did, Tommy. I really did. We're going to be so happy now. You, me and Bob. I know we are. A proper family. Just like it used to be.
Let me hold him, Mandy.
I'm just settling him down.
Oh, there's a good boy. What a big boy you are. Big, strong boy. He's smiling. Oh, look, Mandy, Tommy's smiling at me.
Yes, Mum.
It's not just wind. He loves his gran, don't you, darling? Do you like your rattle, then? Grandad chose that for you, eventually. Look, you can chew it, too. Help you with those teeth.
Leave him now. He needs to have a sleep.
He wants to be with his gran, don't you, darling? You want your granny to talk to you, don't you?
Don't lift him out, please, Mum.
Nonsense. He's a lively baby, aren't you? You like being with people, not all alone in the dark.
He's just had a feed, Mum. He needs to sleep.
I do know something about babies, Mandy. I have brought up 3 of my own, or doesn't that count?
But this is my baby.
There. Oh, he's just like Bob, isn't he? He's got your eyes, Bob. Bob, don't you think he's the spitting image?
Don't know.
No. Oh, come over here and have a look. Have a look at your son. Yeah. Anybody think you were frightened of him?
Go on, Bob. Hold him. Hold Tommy.
There you are.
He is like you, isn't he? Of
course he is. Look at those eyes. Oh, they're Bob's eyes. And that chin. Have you ever seen such a determined chin? That's Bob's chin all over.
He does take after you, don't he, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Got my chin, haven't you? Tommy. Poor little bugger.
Oh, come on then, Bob. Leave his mum to settle him down and I'll get the supper on. How about that?
Fine. I'll be down in a sec.
There you go.
I knew I could do it.
I knew I could make it up and bring you back. If I wanted it bad enough, and I did, Tommy, I did. We're a proper family again. And nothing's going to change that, is it? My beautiful baby. Let's take that rattle away. Come on. Let Mummy take it away. Time you went to sleep. Come on, Tommy. There's a good boy. Shh, love. Don't, Tommy. Please don't. Come on, my baby. Don't cry. Please don't cry. My tummy doesn't cry. Please.
In Second Chance by Sue Rodwell, Mandy was played by Penny Laden and Bob by Richard Darrington. Gareth Armstrong played Detective Inspector Johnson, Lorna Laidlaw, WPC Sally Randall, and Rachel Atkins, Patricia Sawyer. Mandy's mum was Tina Gray, Sandra, Marion Kemmer, and Detective Sergeant Green and the Man in the Park, Malcolm McKee. Other parts were played by members of the company. The play was directed at Pebble Mill by Sue Wilson.